Phone Boy Speaks, episode 483, Get Taxi. So I finally joined the 21st century and ordered a taxi with a mobile phone while I was in Tel Aviv last week. And it was actually a pretty cool experience. Now I don't have the experience of Uber or Lyft or whatever one of those apps that other people have used. So I don't necessarily have it to compare to, but I'll at least explain my experience with Get Taxi. And so I, you know, you download the app and you have to sign up and put in your credit card details. Boo hiss, it doesn't take American Express, but that's a, you know, that's not a huge deal, I suppose. Anyway, you put yourself on the map and say, you know, where am I basically? I mean, it detects where you are, but it's usually a couple meters off or whatever. So you say order taxi. And you can see all the taxis around you that have Get Taxi. And when one accepts, you'll see a picture of the driver that accepted your taxi request. And you'll actually see him driving toward you. And it'll say, I'm here, right? Because you can also order it for, so many minutes or whatever. And actually, the first time I tried to order the taxi, it gave me the, no taxis were available or whatever. And so I had to place the order again. But the second time, it worked. And so when you get into the cab, of course, there's actually a cool little feature that now the cabs all have tablets in them, and in the app you can activate the free Wi-Fi feature. And what that does is it turns on the Wi-Fi in the cab, so that you can, and then so while you're driving, you have Wi-Fi, and it's based off of 3G with Cellcom or whatever one of the local carriers, and then at the end of it you can specify how much you want to tip the guy. There's a default amount for tipping, and then there's some you can up that or lower that depending upon how good the cab was, and of course you can rate the guy. And what I saw in the past, as a passenger, looking at their tablet that they had that was running the Get Taxi app, was that they could see my name, my phone, they had my little picture there, my phone number, and so it went both ways, right? We could see who each other was, and it's a neat little system. And they also had a special that I took advantage of. So if you were in Tel Aviv and you wanted to get to the airport, it was a 99 shekel special, which is actually a bit cheaper than the normal fare from random place in Tel Aviv to the airport. It's usually 150 shekels or something like that, depending on where you are. And actually, what the cabbie told me is he said, well, they're actually the Get Taxi company is actually paying the difference on that. They're trying to grow market share. It's a clever thing. And so now this Get Taxi app is available in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Haifa in Israel. Plus it's available, I think, in New York or something. My problem with these apps in general is that they're only available in specific locales. That's just the nature of the business, I guess. But they're using the existing cab network. So I found it an interesting experience, and I like the free Wi-Fi. That was something new I hadn't heard from the other guys. I'll try it again for no other reason than I won't have to get as much cash when I go to Tel Aviv, because typically the reason. I always pull cash out of the ATM when I get to Tel Aviv, primarily because I need taxis to get everywhere, because there's no way I'm renting a car. So maybe I did a little bit less of that this time as a result. I tried it near the end of my trip. Maybe the next time I won't do it so much, but the Get Taxi app has proven handy on multiple occasions. And I'll still need cash, but maybe not quite as much. The only other thing you got to be aware of is that your phone has to have data service in order to do it. So if it's not someplace that you're at regularly with data, it may not work so well. That just be aware of that as you were as you're playing with us. So, I mean, as I say, I use the free Wi-Fi in the cab, but you have, I think you have to request it in the app. I didn't experiment with it that much, but I'll probably, when I go back to Israel, which I'm sure will be in the not too distant future, I will be using the Get Taxi app again to get a taxi from here to there.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.